Father, we thank and praise you for so many things. We thank you for the opportunity to come to church and share and fellowship and encourage one another and to be able to make that commitment to you. It's an unconditional commitment because you made that unconditional commitment to us by following through, taking the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. Oh my God, why have thou forsaken me? You cried out to the Father. And you wondered. It was because you had all the sins of the world on your shoulders and God couldn't be in the presence of sin. We all sometimes experience that brief moment where we don't think God is there for us. But you gave up the ghost. And you said it's finished. And you set the mark, a high mark, that we would trust and believe in you. Since you broke that bondage over sin and death, we have grace and love and forgiveness and a promise of a much better future. And because of the resurrection, you proved that to the world. So many people saw and understood, over 500. Saw you when you were raised from the dead. But that didn't stop there. Then you gave us another promise that you're going to return. Looking forward to that day. We know it'll happen because you made that unconditional commitment to your creation. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.